DeepEnglish.com.
Homesickness on Earth and Beyond. Tag questions. Certainly, people have suffered serious homesickness over much smaller distances. The idea of being sick from missing home has been around since the ancient Greeks. People have suffered serious homesickness over much smaller distances, haven't they? Yes, they have. They've suffered serious homesickness over much smaller distances. And the idea of being sick from missing home has been around since the ancient Romans, hasn't it? No, it hasn't. The idea of being sick from missing home has been around since the ancient Greeks. Starting in the 17th century, homesickness became thought of as a medical condition. A group of Swiss soldiers away from home suffered from heart problems, sleep problems, and dementia. Homesickness became thought of as a medical condition, starting in the 18th century, didn't it? No, it didn't. It became thought of as a medical condition starting in the 17th century. A Swiss physician named this medical condition nostalgia. Today, the word nostalgia means a longing for the past. But in the 17th century, and continuing into the 19th century, it meant homesickness. A Swedish physician named this medical condition nostalgia, didn't he? No, he didn't. It was a Swiss physician, not a Swedish physician. Today, the word nostalgia means a longing for the past, doesn't it? Yes, it does. It means a longing for the past. But in the 17th and continuing into the 19th century, it meant homesickness, didn't it? Yes, it did. The word nostalgia meant homesickness. And homesickness wasn't just missing home. It was a medical condition. Homesickness wasn't just missing home, was it? No, it wasn't. It was a medical condition. According to Susan Matt, the author of Homesickness, An American History, it could cause a shortness of breath, palpitations of the heart, dysentery, fever, and problems with the lungs. Susan Matt had a shortness of breath, didn't she? No, she didn't. She was the author of Homesickness, An American History. She said homesickness could cause palpitations of the heart, didn't she? Yes, she did. She said homesickness could cause a shortness of breath, palpitations of the heart, dysentery, fever, and problems with the lungs. And people believed homesickness could even kill you. Did people believe that homesickness could cure you? No, they didn't. They believed that homesickness could kill you. Doctors during the U.S. Civil War diagnosed 5,000 soldiers as suffering from homesickness, and 74 soldiers were reported to have died from it. Did doctors in the U.S. Civil War diagnose 50,000 soldiers as suffering from homesickness? No, they didn't. They diagnosed 5,000 soldiers as suffering from homesickness. In those days, they believed that the only cure for homesickness was to return home. For many soldiers, a doctor's diagnosis of homesickness was a golden ticket home and off the battlefield. In those days, they believed that the only cure for homesickness was to return to the battlefield, didn't they? No, that's not correct. They believed that the only cure for homesickness was to return home. For many soldiers, a doctor's diagnosis of homesickness was a golden ticket home, wasn't it? Yes, it was. It was a golden ticket home and off the battlefield. Today, we don't talk about homesickness as a medical condition. We now think of homesickness as a minor thing that makes us a little sad. Today, we don't talk about homesickness as a medical condition, do we? No, we don't. We don't talk about homesickness as a medical condition. We now think of homesickness as a major thing that makes us a little sad, don't we? No, that's not true. We now think of homesickness as a minor thing that makes us a little sad. For people who aren't able to easily return home, a little taste of home usually makes them feel better. For people who aren't able to easily return home, a little taste of home usually makes them feel better, doesn't it? Yes, it does. A little taste of home usually makes them feel better. A favorite food, some television or music, or connecting with old friends and family online are common cures for homesickness. A favorite food is a common cure for homesickness, isn't it? Yes, it is. A favorite food is a common cure for homesickness. However, connecting with friends and family online is an uncommon cure for homesickness, isn't it? No, that's wrong. Connecting with old friends and family online is a common cure for homesickness.